Okay. Mark Drozda with Cupid's Crisis.
Cupid's Crisis. Fuck this. February 14th, and here we go again. I am so over this Cupid bullshit. Over it, over it, over it. Flying around, dolled up in lipstick and a diaper on these stupid little wings with a bow and arrow, looking for some clueless moron who needs a dart in the ass to get his lovey-dovey on. And you get one lousy day in the middle of the shittiest month of the year to do it. They use my image everywhere, but have I ever seen a nickel in royalties? Fuck no. I mean, the job's fine when you're one or two, but I'll be 28 come July, and it's time I found a gig where at least I get benefits and can wear some pants. This is no job for a grown-ass man. Romance game has changed anyway. Used to be, you shot the boy or the girl and they're off to the stabbing cabin. Nowadays, it's all Tinder and Grindr, Bumble, Hinge, swipe left, swipe right, and Me Too, and Time's Up, and LGBTQCCWTF. You don't know who to shoot or where to aim. And don't even get me started about that goop lady selling candles that smell like her hoo-ha. The liability's a bitch, too. Like that guy shot by mistake down in Kentucky last year who ended up in a shotgun wedding with his sister. There was hell to pay. I talk about it all the time with my buddies down at the local hall of the IBMCM. That's the International Brotherhood of Miners Celebration Mascots. The Groundhog, the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy. We're all wandering the same dark night of the soul. Those business podcasts I listen to say that, unlike our parents, who worked the same job for 40 years, young people today will have 5 or 6 different careers. I thought about signing up at community college for some vocational retraining, but you can't get in without a high school diploma or at least a GED. And you can't get one of those unless you can read and write, which I never learned, so pull the plug on that idea. And there's my limited experience. Ain't nobody looking for proficiency in archery. I see a lot of construction going on around town. Maybe I can hire on as unskilled labor, like demolition. I've seen them do it on the House Fixer Upper shows on the Home Garden Channel. Looks easy. Just need a sledgehammer and a pry bar and you're in business. With my wings and petite size, I can get up to high ceilings and into small spaces. I'd probably need to learn some Spanish, too, based on the guys I see at the pro department down at Home Depot. Whichever way I go, one thing's for damn sure, I'm going to have to get used to wearing pants.